Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Andy Mayer on LBC.
Driving you home with Confused.com. The clear way to compare energy prices.
Only one more sleep to the big vote in the Commons tomorrow. Ian Dale, your host on LBC from 1. Don't miss it. If you think Boris Johnson's had a busy week, look at Donald Trump. Every day, almost every hour, has brought another, sometimes jaw-dropping development. To bring you up to speed, reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Well, Eddie, I know you're all braced for Super Saturday over there, so I won't keep you very long, but there are things going on over here that you probably ought to know about. So if everyone is sitting comfortably, I'll begin.
President Erdogan was a gentleman. He understood it. But without a little tough love, you know what tough love is, right? Without a little tough love, they would have never made this deal.
President Donald Trump exulting last night in the agreement his Vice President Mike Pence struck with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey. It was supposed to pave the way for what the Americans are calling a ceasefire. The Turks call it instead a military pause. There's a big difference between the two, although neither exhibited themselves on the ground in northern Syria today. But that isn't stopping President Trump from claiming that he saved millions of lives. No idea where he gets that number from, and secured a massive foreign policy victory for America, even though the Turks seem pretty convinced that he capitulated to them entirely and gave them everything they wanted. Apart, that is, from the president's ludicrous letter to President Erdogan on White House stationery, warning him after the event that he risked being viewed as the devil if he continued down a military path that President Trump had initially approved.
And it was unconventional what I did. I said, they're going to have to fight a little while. Sometimes you have to let them fight a little while. Then people find out how tough the fighting is. These guys know right up here. These guys know. Right? Sometimes you have to let them fight. It's like two kids in a lot. You got to let them fight and then you pull them apart.
Now remember, President Trump, who speaks so lightly there of conflict that has cost the lives of men, women and children, including a revered human rights activist pulled from her car, raped and then stoned to death, he is the one who started all of this. 12 days ago, he gave the Turkish leader the green light to invade northern Syria and go after America's allies, the Kurds. The Pentagon, stunned by the president's decision immediately to withdraw all U.S. forces, ordered troops to abandon American military bases in northern Syria, and then actually dropped bombs on those bases to stop the hastily advancing Russians from stealing any military secrets the retreating U.S. forces might have left behind. It will come as no surprise to anyone who follows the Trump presidency that once again Moscow is one of the big winners resulting from Donald Trump's latest unilateral move. But enough of Syria. There have been other extraordinary developments here this week that simply beggar belief.
We're going to announce today that we're going to do the 46th G7 summit on June 10th through June 12th at the Trump National Doral facility in Miami, Florida.
Yes, you heard Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, correctly there. He told reporters yesterday that after scouring the entire United States, from the frozen tundra of Alaska to the baking desert of Arizona, the Trump administration has concluded that the only facility in the nation equipped to welcome G7 leaders to America next year is the president's own hotel resort in Miami. And just by chance, they've got rooms available, since it turns out June is never a particularly busy month at the resort. With breathtaking front, the Trump National, owned by the Trump Organization, put out a statement saying the hotel was deeply honored to have been selected as the G7 host by, you guessed it, the Trump administration. Here's more Mick Mulvaney in the week in which the president again accused the Bidens of corruption.
Listen, I was skeptical. I was aware of the political sort of criticism that we'd come under for doing it at Doral. which is why I was so surprised when the advance team called back and said that this is the perfect physical location to do this. So I get the criticisms. So does he. Face it, he'd be criticized regardless of what he chose to do. But no, there's no issue here on him profiting from this in any way, shape or form.
And if you believe that, please get in touch with me because I've got a lovely parcel of Florida swampland that I'm sure you'll be interested in buying. It turns out whether we should believe what Mick Mulvaney says is actually an absolutely central issue now in Washington, because in that same press briefing, he landed his boss, the president, in massive trouble. As Mr. Mulvaney attempted to defend the president over the Democrats' burgeoning impeachment inquiry, he actually became the first senior White House official to admit in public what the White House has strenuously denied, that the president was insisting on a quid pro quo with Ukraine, namely withholding $390 million of U.S. military assistance until Ukraine helped dig up some dirt on Hillary Clinton and the Democrats' 2016 election campaign. Here's the crucial exchange with ABC's White House correspondent John Carl. It may prove to be a pivotal moment that determines the ultimate fate of President Trump.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money. Now, there was a report.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he was ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation.
Be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Now, let's be clear. That answer is a total disaster for the White House. It completely undercuts the president's insistence that he never put any pressure on the Ukrainian government to do anything to help him politically. Mr. Mulvaney, on the receiving end of presidential fury, last night issued a clarifying statement claiming that when he said this,
that's why we held up the money,
he didn't really say it at all and is the victim of a press corps determined to assist in a witch hunt against the president. So maybe we should hear him say it one more time.
That's why we held up the money.
It will fall to Congress to sort all this out. Mr. Mulvaney will surely now be hauled there to testify under oath about what definitely sounded like a quid pro quo to all of us when he described it at the White House yesterday. And speaking of congressional testimony, the Democrats believe they made great progress this week after they questioned three senior White House figures who all accused the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, of operating a shadow foreign policy in Ukraine. It was designed to circumnavigate the usual White House and State Department processes, was carried out on the direct orders of the president, and we learnt this week that the president's former national security advisor John Bolton told White House colleagues that Mr. Giuliani was a hand grenade who's going to blow everybody up. Certainly, Mr. Giuliani now appears to be in the crosshairs of multiple investigations, and there is considerable speculation that before long he too may be arrested. This increasingly feels like a house of cards, a circular firing squad, and a bunch of grafters all pointing fingers at each other. So, Eddie, off you go, and whatever it brings, enjoy your Super Saturday.
Simon Marks reporting, and we'll talk about Super Saturday in a moment live with the Home Secretary, Priti Patel. First, the LBC News, 5:31.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.